3, 4.
Okay. It's kind of appropriate that we got a little Willie Nelson going on when we're talking about taking the show on the road. And we're going to talk about an EVDO router. Folks at Junction Box kind of pioneered this. That's spelled J-U-N-X-I-O-N. J-U-N-X-I-O-N. Go to junction.com by that spelling and you'll be able to find out all about the Junction Box. Kyocera also makes a KR1 mobile router that's a more recent addition to this segment. And it's kind of a simple concept. Typically, laptop computers access these high-speed networks for data using what's called an air cart that slides into the PC slot on the computer. And this connects to the cellular network and connects to a data backhaul, if you will, a data feed that can be relatively high-speed if you're in an EVDO area. Major cities and so forth, Verizon's EVDO network is pretty fast. It will support voice over IP in most instances. We're looking for about a 200 millisecond lag time, latency they call it, in order to still talk with the voice over IP, and they're about in that range. And so it will support voice over IP. Not quite as good as your home DSL or cable modem, but generally speaking, it will support it. So what you do is you put this card in this device, and what it is it's a router. It creates an 802.11 hotspot, and you can also hook up with cables to your computer if you don't want to use the wireless, just like your typical router. But it's using that internet card for the PC card for the internet connection. So you're totally portable now. As long as you have power to plug it into, and it even has a cigarette lighter adapter available that you can plug it into your car. And now anywhere you go, you've got high-speed internet access. You can even hook up an external antenna to most of these PC cards. So if you're in a vehicle and you can put an external antenna up on the roof, and even with a 3-watt booster kit, you boost your signal, then you're really rocking and rolling. So these are the ways to take the show on the road. You just get yourself one of these air cards and power it up. Now, you're paying about $59 a month for unlimited data from Verizon, so it's not cheap, but if you get a lot of use out of the card, it's certainly worth it. If you go out of a high-speed area, go out into the country or whatever, as long as you're in an area where you have digital service, you'll still connect to the internet, but it's going to be quite a bit slower than the high-speed. And using voice over IP in that circumstance is going to be a little bit marginal. You'll be able to do it, but you'll kind of have to talk like a two-way radio where you talk and then say over and then wait for the other party to talk, because there's going to be latency issues. So, but hey, if you have to communicate and you can get the job done, it's free. You're paying for your broadband service, and it's unlimited. So, now keep in mind, if you download a lot of large files and so on and so forth, if you read your fine print, they can cancel your service, but you rarely hear of that happening. As long as you don't abuse it, you should be okay. This was brought to you by the folks at AreaGuides.com, the Area Guides Network, and you're going to hear from a few of our other sponsors here in a minute or two, and we appreciate you tuning in. My name's Craig Shipp, and I'm with 77 Bird. Thanks again for tuning in, and stay tuned for some of our sponsors.
In year 96's biggest blockbuster is here. A skilled team of young politicos attempts what could be the most difficult task in the history of presidential elections.
Good evening, Mr. Phelps. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to make Bill Clinton look like a conservative. Should the president be caught in a lie, he will disavow any knowledge of you. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck, Jim.
I can't do that. Nobody can do that.
Bill Clinton's White House staffers star in Mission Impossible.
I've invaded KGB headquarters, raided files. I've been in Saddam Hussein's office, but I've never had to do anything this tough before.
Mission Impossible, the story of a crack team of PR people who are pushed to their limits, trying to give Bill Clinton some sense of credibility.
Okay, today he'll say he's against gay marriages. And he has put 100,000 cops on the streets.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, the public's going to believe that. Why don't you just have him announce he's for meaningful welfare reform? No. Have him say he likes Tommy Thompson's welfare plan. Jeez.
Mission Impossible. Better see this one. There may not be a sequel.
Axel Foley is back in town. And you won't believe how many con jobs he pulls this time.
Excuse me. I'm President Reagan, yes. And I'm using my executive power as Commander-in-Chief to get myself into this exclusive restaurant, so why don't you let me in?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I can't believe he fell for that.
Cash Flow Pictures presents Eddie Murphy as Axel Foley in Beverly Hills Cop 3 and 4.
Excuse me, yes, I'm Tammy Baker. Yeah, this is what I look like without all that makeup on. And Jim and I are a little short on cash, so why don't you give me all your money? Yeah, how much you got there?
Here you go.
I can't believe she bought that.
And you won't believe how much these movies are like the first two. Beverly Hills Cop 3 and 4.
Excuse me, yes, but I'm God, see?
Beverly Hills Cop 3 and 4. Coming soon to a theater near you because Eddie needs to make a house payment.